Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Operation Dragon Eye. That could be like a Bruce Lee movie, you know? Operation Dragon Eye. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show at 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up at 8:35, Valor, shine the spotlight. First responders, law enforcement, those who go above and beyond, thanks to Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. That's 8:35. But right now, it's Operation Dragon Eye. What is it, Bob? What is it? Dozens of children were rescued in a blow to child sex trafficking operations right here in Florida. Dubbed Operation Dragon Eye, the initiative was spearheaded by the U.S. Marshal's Office for the Central District of Florida and supported by the state attorney, James Uffmeyer. And an effort involved 20 agencies working in tandem to locate 60 critically missing children and apprehend suspects tied to trafficking, drugs, and child endangerment. The real heroes behind the operation are the law enforcement who built and executed this mission. Uffmeyer gave him full credit. Says he's your attorney general and a father of three young kids. Protecting children is my top priority. If you victimize a child, you're going to prison. End of story. Operation Dragon Eye resulted in 8 arrests. Additional human trafficking investigations will obviously continue. And authorities said the recovered children ranged in age from 9 to 17, and many of them were missing and at risk of being exploited. The U.S. Marshal Service defines critically missing children as those that are at risk of crimes of violence or those with other elevated risk factors such as substance abuse, sexual exploitation, crime exposure, or domestic violence. The operation uncovered some gut-wrenching realities of sex trafficking, including several young girls who were pregnant, one of them carrying the child of her trafficker. Awful. Officials stressed that the operation didn't end with their rescue, but each child received immediate medical evaluations and psychological support. Long-term care protocols are set in motion. And the unique part of the operation was the fact that underage critically missing children were not only recovered, but were debriefed and provided with physical and psychological care. And, yeah, they're going to need that. FDLE also played a central role in the operation. Commissioner Mark Glass assured parents of missing children that the department will never stop searching. 60 kids saved. That number sends a message that Florida will never be a safe place for traffickers. At FDLE, we'll continue to fight for those who cannot fight for themselves. And to any families still missing their child, we will never stop searching until we make sure they are brought home safely. Wow. So good work. Great work. And unfortunately, we know that work continues. 8 individuals arrested. They face a variety of charges: human trafficking, child endangerment, drug possession, drug trafficking. The Office of Statewide Prosecution handling the criminal cases. State attorneys in the 6th and 13th Judicial Circuits. Sex trafficking continues to pose a persistent threat in Florida, with a state among the top 3 in the nation for reported human trafficking cases, alongside California and Texas. In 2024 alone, according to the agency, Florida received over 1,830 signals, which led to the identification of 1,874 victims. And Florida DCF found that many victims are minors between the ages of 11 and 17, often lured through manipulation or online platforms. Now, Florida leaders have stepped up. the governor recently allocated $4.9 million to expand emergency shelter beds and staff support for trafficking victims, while an additional $900,000 in grant funding was provided to the FDLE. Yeah, it's an ongoing battle. It's a tough one. And the kids are. They're being manipulated into this in many, many cases. So you can never have too many conversations with your kids. Quite frankly, we had monitoring type software. So we might not have known everything our kids were up to, but we had a pretty good idea. And they never knew it. And for the most part, never needed to use the information except for maybe one time. And that turned out to be a very smart move on our part. So if you think your kids are, they should get their, their own private lives, no. They're minors. They're kids. And there are people out there, they're hunters. Look at it. Look at them as hunters. They call them predators for a reason. Yeah, they're preying on your children. But we've got a strong governor here. We've got folks that are working hard, and I know from Pam Bondi all the way down, the federal government, they're working hard. But it's another one of those things where you could dedicate more and more people, more and more time, more and more hours, and it'll still, unfortunately, never be enough. I don't know. There's no easy answers on that. No easy answers. But as parents, everybody's got to step up and even, look out not only for your own kids, but for others if you can. If you see something, say something, I guess, really is the bottom line. Not to get into all the down stuff, but I've got to report this story because it's Florida and it's lightning. And it wasn't in the middle of a storm. It was a fairy tale that turned into a nightmare. Authorities revealed that a man that was killed by a lightning strike. This was in New Smyrna Beach. He was in like ankle deep water, 29 years old, visiting from Colorado with his brand new bride. He was on his honeymoon. He got struck by lightning Friday afternoon while he was standing in the water. He was taken to a local hospital. I mean, they did everything they could. They really did. And they're saying it was a clear blue sky, and the storm was like miles away from us. And so this is the reason to report the story, not so you could feel bad, like, oh, that's awful, because, yes, it is awful. But to be aware that you could have a lightning strike in some cases, up to 20 miles away from the edge of a storm. You literally could be under blue skies and get struck by lightning. Now, obviously, the odds are incredibly low that you're even going to get a strike that far away from the leading edge. But apparently, according to some reports, this strike was about 4 miles from the leading edge of a storm. So it's 4 miles away. I mean, you could see it coming like we've all done in Florida, right? You're at the beach. You're like, yeah, I'm going to time this out. We're going to pack it up in about 20 minutes, and we'll head out. And you're going to time it out. Like, I want to be in my vehicle just as it starts to rain. It's like, oh, you mean like about 30 minutes after the first threat of lightning? Yeah, I guess so. So some of us are going to have to rethink that a little bit. Tragic story, and they really did do everything they could to try to revive this guy. And he should be just starting off an awesome life. And instead, I mean, what do you tell the bride? Well, how do I, you know what I mean? Like in a flash, literally a flash. It's like, well, I didn't even see a storm. What do you mean he got hit by lightning? What are you talking about? It's crazy. It's Florida. It's unfortunate. Learn from other people's misadventure. You can't even call it that. All right, good morning. Welcome at 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. And coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in and air it out, get it off your chest, hopefully feel better. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And I know you're not one of those. So call in now. What's bugging you? 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I should get that voice guy to do the phone numbers. That's the part I hate. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's 7:22. Yeah, it's time for What's Bugging You. So call in now, 877-975-9825. If you can't get through right away, hang in there. Try back and we'll try to squeeze you in. We only have like 4 incoming lines. That's all technology will allow for at this time. All right. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Welcome back. I am so glad you're doing better.
Thank you.
Archer Road, you know, that I had was fussing about those turn lanes that they put in going down a residential road. So, yeah, they've got the turn lanes off of Archer Road going on to 143rd. Everybody's doing like 45 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone. But my beef is they're done. They've got the turn lanes in. They've got everything. They've got sod on the side of the road. Take down the 50-mile-an-hour construction zone. Put it back up to 60.
Wow. You're driving a hard bargain there, lady. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Glad you're back. Sorry for sounding like such a crybaby yesterday. But what's bugging me is when I'm jumping on the highway like I-75, it's like these people, they're traffic bullies, and they break the law by, like, I'm approaching the highway at, you know, just slightly above the speed limit, like 71, and I'm doing exactly what I should do, and then these little highway bullies, they like to break the solid white line and push to the left of you, and they're all just like, they're going to just like bully you over. It's like, they basically prevent me from entering the highway safely. It's just kind of like, it's kind of a little childish and stuff. So.
It's not a little child, it's very childish, and it could be dangerous. People, courtesy. Good. Glad you brought that up. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friend. Glad to have you back and up and running. Tell you what does bugging me is the coverage on our great president. He can't even move without everybody knowing it. Everybody sees it. Cameras all over him. And I think we need to get some of that off of him. He's going to this summit meeting, and it's like you see everything from the walk to the helicopter to Air Force One. It makes me understand why Congress didn't get to know about the Midnight Hammer, because we know they would have spilled that as quick as they'd have heard it. But I tell you, the leaks are crazy. So get the cameras off the man. Let him do his job.
Are you saying Hakeem Jeffries couldn't keep a secret? Is he friends with the squad? You don't think they could keep their pie holes shut? I agree with you wholeheartedly. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Good to see you back and running again. I tell you, what's bugging me is if Cash Patel is really looking for these terror cells, he might want to start with the Democrat Party in Congress and these low court federal judges. I'm sure you'd find a whole slew of terror cells in those two groups. That's what's bugging me.
All right. Let's go with Rick. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. Over the weekend, there was report of the most dangerous college towns. Gainesville was rated the worst. They had Berkeley rated the best. The problem is it's based on how many arrests per 10,000 people. Berkeley's in California. They don't arrest anybody.
That's a good point. Yeah, I've heard about the study, and I'll dig it up. Yeah, makes Gainesville the most dangerous town. The most interesting is, I think all those cities they name are pretty much run by left to center Democrats. I'll double check the list, but yeah, to your point, yeah, if there are crimes that are prosecuted in some areas and not others, then yeah, by its very nature, it's going to make the sloppiest, laziest cities look better. You're right. That's an excellent point. Thank you, sir. Royce, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob, and welcome back. We miss Greg. Next time you talk to him, tell him no more vacations. Hey, one thing that kind of bugs me is that merging onto the highway is not a right-of-way. I heard an earlier caller, and I didn't quite understand what he was saying, but I do a lot of traveling. And the people coming onto the interstate think that because they're merging, they have the right of way, but there's no place for you to go except slam on your brakes. And that's what's bugging me today. Have a good one.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. We have to work together, the merge process. And I've seen people in the travel lane not quite understand that. And I've seen people in the merge lane not quite understand it works together. You got to get up to speed. You can't make a hole that's not there. But courtesy would tell you, obviously, this man or woman is running out of pavement here. I don't know. I'm never in the right lane, so I wouldn't know what it's like. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
The left is no different than Iran. Reckless, treacherous, and foolish. What did Iran get for being reckless, treacherous, and foolish? The left needs the same treatment. They're no different than Iran. Philosophically speaking, no different than Iran. God bless America.
Bunker busters for all ye! Good morning, David. What's bugging you?
Yes, I was calling about a problem with DOT east of Hawthorne, Florida. They're planting trees now for the landscaping for the road. But they're planting the wrong trees there. They're planting a river birch there. River birch grows near rivers. There's no river there. They plant them on high, dry ground. And they plant their three stems in a pot. So they have to compete amongst themselves three times. They mostly don't grow. A total waste of money. The architect is really just not very smart. And everyone should be aware of this. Thank you.
Hey, it sounds like you know what you're talking about. And, of course, I don't. So I'll throw this out anyway. And that is, in that area, aren't the water tables kind of, relatively high versus the, the altitude or whatever you want to call it of the land? In other words, there's so many little lakes and streams and tributaries near there. Does that make a difference? Or you looked at it if it's high and dry ground. Appreciate the input. 7:30 on the Bob Rose Show. Don't go away. Top stories, including Florida stories, all coming up next. Also, 8:35, Valor. Oh, and the budget's been finalized. This is going to rub your rhubarb the wrong way. 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome. 7:37 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Don't forget, you always have options here. The Bob Rose Show podcast available on Spotify or Odyssey or pretty much anywhere you normally get your podcast. Find it, click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And apparently, allegedly, Florida has passed a budget. Wow, congratulations. What was all the delay for, by the way? This, some kind of extra fiscal responsibility? I doubt it. Because apparently the legislature is filled with a bunch of rhinos. And let me give you an example. And we'll probably talk to Luis Valdez about this tomorrow. He's a, you know, our advocate for looking out for the Second Amendment, Gun Owners of America's Luis Valdez. You've heard him on the air several times. You know, he doesn't take any prisoners, nor should he. Now, listen to this. We're the free state of Florida, and it took them this long to do the budget. And there was talk of many of these things. So what happened? Open carry? Nope. Campus carry? No. What about repealing some of the red flag stuff? They talked about that? No. Bump stock ban? Repeal that? No. Hey, what about the Second Amendment sales tax holiday? You've heard us talking about, our advertisers talking about, Greg talking about it. Nope. No. No, they didn't do it. What about the under 21 gun purchase ban repeal? You know, bringing it back to where it used to be, where, you know, if you're over 18, you could buy a long gun, like a shotgun. No. Nope, they didn't repeal that. And there's many reasons why it's irritating, but one of the big ones is we know the governor was on board with a lot of this, maybe all of it. I don't know, but he was on board. And so the legislature is not doing the will of the governor. Okay, that's not necessarily their job. They're supposed to represent the people. But I don't hear the people clamoring against these things. I mean, if you're voting for Republicans, I would think you realize that one of the things you're, well, you should be voting for is protection of the Second Amendment, protection of all freedoms related to that. But there's a bunch of rhinos in there, apparently. Here's what happens. You want to be in the Florida legislature because you, maybe there's some special things you want to try to get done. Because you're not doing it for the pay. These people get paid squat. I'm not kidding you. It's more headache than it's worth. Maybe that's one of the problems with how it's hard to get decent people. They have to have, you know, a dog in the fight, so to speak. If they can capitalize on it, then, oh, well, perhaps, you know, I can sacrifice. I'm not saying they're all like that, but you can't win in Florida, except in certain districts or whatever. But for the most part, I mean, we're a supermajority Republican state when it comes to the you know, the House and Senate in Tallahassee. So you've got the supermajority. It's not like you have to strike deals with the left. It's not like you have to cave in to their stuff. So it's not really, it's incredible that they got nothing done. So there's some people here that are high up, you know, the Speaker of the House or the Senate President, and there's others that they have to be, well, they're rhinos, frankly. So they know you run as a Republican to win in Florida, and then you just push the agenda of the left. That appears to be the case. Now, so what do we do about it? In my opinion, we need to call on the governor to veto it. And it gets a little complicated because if it's a spending bill, line item veto is easy peasy. But a lot of the things I'm talking about, these are repeals of bans and other things that it's not appropriations related. So I'm not sure. Now, we know he can just refuse to sign it. He can be overruled by a supermajority. But for me, I say, Governor, I think you should fight because nothing, you got nothing in terms of what I would call freedom. Oh, well, state employees get an extra day off for 4th of July weekend. There's some freedom there, right? You know, Independence Day. And that's great. That's great. But what about our freedoms? Well, you touted as the free state of Florida. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Joe, good morning. You're on the air.
I was just listening. They said that state employees were getting a 2% raise, but that doesn't include the employees of the state college system, because they're considered state employees when it's convenient and considered state employees when it's not convenient. The community college or state college my wife works for hasn't got a raise in 3 years.
Hmm.
The other thing is they've slashed the transportation budget for, you know, road improvements, from what I understand. I don't live in Alachua County. I live down in Highlands County, and they're saying the amount Highlands County is getting for road improvements from the state was slashed by 80%.
Wow.
How are we supposed to grow when we can't build new roads?
Yeah. Yeah. All that does is create problems. We've seen it. We've seen it here in Alachua County. They haven't built a new road here in years. Not anything significant. I mean, yeah, they put some side roads on that connect to a Walmart, but I'm talking about significant roads. There's one project finally underway, about 25 years too late. But yeah, so I feel for you. I don't know what the answers are. And I don't know how that works with the college system. I don't know. Is that FPS? Is it through the same people? And I don't know the answer to that, Joe. But we're going to try to dig into this a little bit in terms of the budget, because they couldn't get any of this stuff done. And, yeah, how can you allow Florida to expand? You see the property values are going up, so there's generating more revenue by the people moving here, but they create a certain pressure, too. And transportation is one of those areas that, you know, becomes stressed over time. So, I don't know. I know that this legislature is not on the side of the governor. And at the leadership levels, they must be very weak-kneed so-called conservatives. Rhinos. We got us some rhinos. It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Operation Dragon Eye. We touched on that a little bit. We'll talk about that hugely successful operation against child sex trafficking operations in the Sunshine State. And a whole lot more. Also, Valor coming up at 8:35. You don't want to miss that. Stick around. 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show at 7:49. We got to make it awesome. It's Tuesday. Yep. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Top stories, the ceasefire. It didn't last. Lasted maybe 20, 30 minutes, but President Trump has been very strong. And he's come out and he told Israel, turn your pilots around. Yeah. Like you're going to be in breach of it. Now, of course, it goes like this. Israel said, well, Iran sent missiles to us after they said, yeah, we're, you know, it's a ceasefire. Good, good, good. And then they, you know, sent rockets. So Israel now is going to, you know, retaliate. The president's asking him not to do that. You know, we'll see where this goes. But the president, I think, is really attempting to be an honest broker. It wasn't that long ago, I don't know, what was it, 20 minutes ago? That, maybe 30 minutes ago. President Trump told ABC News on Tuesday morning he's not happy with either Israel or Iran. After the opening hours of a ceasefire that didn't last long between the two combatants, and Trump said Iran and Israel both violated the ceasefire and he announced late on Monday. These were quick comments, I guess, as he was departing the White House. He says, Israel as soon as we made the deal. They came out and dropped a boatload of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. Okay, when I say now, you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either, he said. Yep. Wow. And he said he was unhappy if Israel is going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land. That was probably or perhaps could have been shot by mistake, but it didn't land. Now, he's referring to the allegations denied by Tehran that Iran fired missiles toward Israel on Tuesday after the ceasefire came into effect. We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard, they don't know what the blank they're doing, Trump said. Wow, that's strong. Look, he can say anything he wants about Iran, but he's saying that about Israel, the IDF, Netanyahu. Woo. But you know what? How often have we found out he's telling it like it is? Probably another case of that. And yes, he's irritated with both sides. And it does show the rest of the world that, look, he is trying to work in good faith here. He said he wasn't, you know, it wasn't about regime change, although I think many people kind of hope and want that. Well, I think a lot of people do. But he said, look, we got to take out their nuclear program. It's a danger. It's a danger to everyone in the area and really to the world. We got to take it out before it develops any further. So we did that. And then his, as far as he's concerned, I think his mission was accomplished. And then you have the ceasefire. Good, step in the right direction. Maybe Iran actually can, you know, maybe they will sit. Maybe they will listen. Maybe they will deal. Not that I trust them. Verify, 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 and then maybe trust would be my alteration of the Reagan saying. Triple verify, and then maybe we'll trust them a little bit. About as far as we could throw them. Or something like that. All right. Whew. Department of Justice, high alert. Iranian nationals living illegally in the U.S. How many? We don't know. We know that there's more than 1,000 that entered the country during the Biden administration. 1,000 Iran nationals. That's the ones we know about. If only 10% of them are looking to do bad things, hey, that's only 100. And then let's say another 100 got in that we don't know about, and they're definitely bad guys. 200 really bad guys. Huh. What's there to worry about? I just want to remind people. I want to remind people how they have been lied to so unbelievably by the left. The Democrats, what? Border crisis? What are you talking about? You open the border wide open. We have cameras there. We can see what's happening. Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, we're overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed. And the mainstream media is like, doop, 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 doop. What? There's nothing going on. It's another sunny day. And we all knew. So you better remember that. It's the same people that are like, what? President Biden, he's sharp as he ever was, man. I walked into the room, I got up close to him, and man, I felt like he was so sharp he was going to cut me. That's your Democrats. Sorry. Hate to be so generalized, but you know it's true. I mean, look, there's things you can argue about in funding this and funding that, and you can opine on this and that. But at the end of the day, the things that you know, the rock-solid truths that you know, those are the things you need to rely on. And it's a rock-solid truth that Biden went out of his way through executive orders and opened the border up. Didn't happen by accident. The border wasn't overrun. Basically, we went around the world and sent invitations, gave invitations out to people through these NGOs many of them funded with government taxpayer money, and gave plane tickets out to people. Yeah. What did Attorney General Pam Bondi believe, that there was at least 1,000, more than 1,000, entered the U.S. that were Iran nationals? Well, that's a hell of a long walk. I think it's a long walk from Mexico City to the border. Personally, I wouldn't want to do it. But these people weren't walking. They were being flown in. While the administration was able to get away, the administration at that time, with just being in utter denial. That Homeland Security Secretary at the time, Mayorkas, I think that he should be charged with treason. He should be charged with treason. The damage that was done, and we haven't even seen beyond the tip of the iceberg of the kind of damage that possibly is going to be done in the future. What kind of folks are here? Are they cells of a terroristic nature? We've got a lot to talk about on the Bob Rose Show. We've also got Valor coming up at 8:35. So stick around. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.